T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. 1 hour from now, Nick Sirianni's press conference today. Rookie camp, mini camp, whatever you want to call it. The rookies are in town. Number 90. You know what we got to do later? We have to go through the rookie numbers and talk about if we like them or don't. I always think about that when a rookie comes in, they pick their number. Can you see the player working out in that number? Is it the right jersey number? Jordan Davis, among others, the Kobe Dean, picked their numbers today. So we'll get to Sirianni coming up at an hour from now. We'll talk to Phils with Bob Wankel coming up later in the show. And your phone calls here on Joe Girardi, who I think it's time to fire Joe Girardi, move on. We know his accomplishments. It's just like Doc Rivers. I don't care. I mean, like, he won a World Series with the Yankees. Wonderful. That was 2009. We remember it well here in Philadelphia against the Phillies. He has not done a good job here. And when the Phillies hired Joe Girardi, the idea was a winning manager who would bring a culture here and knew how to push the right buttons to get a team in the middle over the top. It's gone backwards. They've gotten worse under Joe Girardi. Not better. They've gotten worse. And we're on the verge here of this season slipping away. If this continues the way they're playing, we're going to wake up in the middle of June and they're going to be 12 or 13 out and buried. And they could fix that and change that by changing the mix here. And I say that means moving on from the manager. Agree, disagree. And when you call in for a prize to be named later, give us someone famous you share a birthday with. And we've heard some great ones so far. Let's see who else we have. We got Chris in Phoenixville. He's up next. What's up, Chris?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing? Or I should say Joe and Tucker. How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you, Chris?
Well, I think we talked about this before. You're going to be the number one Joe G in Philly in a short time frame. There's no way. I mean, I'm with you. I thought from the start Joe Girardi, the Yankee manager, would have been a good pick. But something's going on behind the scenes for him to still be here. He's either, like, just collecting a check because he spent a little time with Major League Baseball Network and got into the sabermetric world, and he probably is just like, hey, I'll be like Art Howe and bite my tongue and collect a check. But at the end of the day, you have to have a little bit of intestinal fortitude, and you have to look at yourself in the mirror. And I think if Joe Girardi isn't the guy that I thought he was, he definitely needs to go. I think we need somebody throwing bats into the shower, Larry Boa, but not as the manager, just as an assistant to the manager. I think the fold scenario is actually a pretty good one for the longer term, because, you know, Gabe Kapler was with the front office of the Dodgers, and then he came here.
Right.
He didn't get the job because, you know, number of reasons. But I think Fold might actually not be a bad pick. I thought the Charlie and Larry comment from earlier would have been a water and oil kind of thing, where they work together now in retirement, but they're two different personas.
Totally different, yep.
That could work, but I think for the long-term efforts, I mean, Rhys Hoskins, I could fix him if he wanted to listen. Your front elbow as a hitter cannot be higher than your back elbow. Otherwise, it leads to pop-up strikeouts and what he's producing, which is below his weight limit or his weight and batting average. And he's on a trajectory since his rookie year. He's just gotten worse. Like, there's always a sophomore slump, but he's on a trajectory to just be worse. He's built big enough, but, I mean, Dominic Brown was big. It's just fundamentally flawed. The front arm cannot dominate the front of your swing. You've got to start with your top hand. And that's why even when Ryan Howard got into slumps, even Bryce Harper, when they get into prolonged slumps, which they don't typically, it's because their front arm and their bottom hand is dragging through like a golfer. And golfers, the ball ain't moving. When you're a Major League Baseball player and the ball is going 90 to 100, you can't bar your front arm, and your front arm can't dominate the start of your swing. It's for extension only, but it's got to go top hand to it and an extension through it if you really want to hit the ball well.
Yeah.
That's what we don't have. We don't have fundamentally sound hitters. We have four DHs, and sometimes DH means doesn't hit.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's Reese right now. Chris, what do you want to say about Joel Embiid?
Well, Embiid, I knew he was going to play. He has to play, and you know, I think on Sunday when he gets announced as MVP, like statistically, he didn't deserve the MVP, but he's going to get it. But it just proves when he's out, this is a story that if you're building a legacy and writing a legacy as a professional athlete, we're going to look back and say, well, you remember Jordan with the flu, you remember the orbital bone, and Joel Embiid coming back and taking the Sixers to the next round. I'm not saying that they're going to win at all, but James Harden's got to step up his game if they're ever going to win at all.
Well, that's for sure. He's got to play a lot better. He's got to play a significantly amount better. Chris, who do you share a birthday with?
Well, two people, Steven Spielberg and Brad Pitt.
Both excellent, excellent ones. Chris, we'll get you in the mix here. Chris is in our mix to be a future prize winner. Our prize to be named later. So, this thing's been floating out about Joel Embiid. It started on social media a couple days ago with a young reporter, a couple thousand followers, but like no one that's doesn't work for ESPN or anything like that. It's not Stephen A. Smith or anything. Throughout the idea that Joel was going to win the MVP. This is bizarre. I mean, we know the public votes are out there from the voters, and if you just add up the numbers of the first-place votes that we know publicly went to Jokic, I don't know how Embiid wins this thing. And then PointsBet, one of the sports books that's out there, FanDuel, DraftKings, PointsBet, there's a million of these, BetMGM, they already paid out their customers that bet on Jokic. They already gave them their winnings. I feel like they had to know. Like, sportsbooks don't usually just hand out lots of money for no reason. Like, they may give you a free bet once in a while, but what is going on here? Then there was some reporting today that he was going to win tonight, Joel Embiid, even though they're not announcing the MVP tonight. This is one of the most bizarre. I think social media is melting our brains. That's my take on this.
Yeah, I just think a lot of people read that report the other day, and without thinking or fact-checking or going to other sources, they are just running with it.
Yeah, and look, I hope he wins. I mean, that'd be great for him if he comes back and he plays well and he's winning and he wins an MVP. I'd be happy for Joel Embiid. It doesn't make much sense. It's kind of bizarre. Scott is in Hatfield. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Scott. What are you thinking tonight? What's on your mind?
London will tell you, great show tonight, by the way.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening.
Just calling in to give you a birthday, celebrity birthday.
Who's yours? Who do you share a birthday with?
Sophia Loren.
I mean, now we're talking old school.
Yeah, September 20th.
Well, you and I are close. I'm September 30th. Scott, that's a good one, man. I appreciate the phone call. Sophia Loren.
What day was that?
September 20th.
That's my brother's birthday.
That's a good – that's a great – end of September. When does the Libra start? I'm a Libra. I don't know when that whole thing starts.
I don't know. I'm not up to date on all of those.
What are you?
I'm a Taurus.
So you know your own.
Yes. I only know that because me and my girlfriend are the same, and she tells me all the time.
So her birthday's coming up.
Her birthday was last week.
Oh, so there you go. That's right. I remember you're the...
I still got half a cake in my car if you want some later.
In the car?
Yeah. Well, I'm going on vacation next week, so I'm just bringing it with me.
But you're going on vacation next week.
Well, like, starting tomorrow.
Right, but then it's in the car today. The car doesn't have a fridge.
No, it's not that hot outside. It's been sitting on my counter for a while.
I know.
Do you refrigerate your cake?
I do, yeah.
Oh, mine's just been sitting in Tupperware.
Well, okay, so it depends.
Little pro move, you keep the fork in the Tupperware. They don't have to keep going back and getting new ones.
So there is a little bit of discrepancy here. So the frosting, that not every cake's the same, obviously, but the frosting that we typically have in my house, my wife will make frosting, like when it's our kids' birthdays and whatnot. So, but she makes like a buttercream frosting. So you have to refrigerate it.
Yeah.
It's made of butter. You can't have butter sitting out for a long
period
of time.
But you refrigerate all your butter. You don't have to refrigerate butter.
What happens when it gets warm out?
And then just melts a little bit, but like it doesn't go bad.
I refrigerate butter.
Like I'll refrigerate the whole stick, but once it's out, it's out.
What do you mean once it's out? Well, this. What do you mean once it's out?
Like
it's
once
out?
It's in the butter dish, it's in the butter dish.
You know what? I put it in the fridge. I like it like that. Maybe I don't have to do it. I don't know. I mean, I share a birthday with Fran Drescher. We're going to say Mike is in New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Okay. Let me ask you something. Saturday Night Fever, is that a good movie?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Okay, how about This Is Spinal Tap? Good movie?
Yeah, good. I'd say good.
Fran Drescher.
What, that's all you got?
Cutting on my girl. You're cutting on my girl, Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher's your girl? What does that even mean?
Oh, my God. She's a legend. She is an American icon.
That's a little bit an American icon, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fran Drescher?
Oh, my God.
What was the last thing of significance?
She created and wrote The Nanny and acted in it and won a Golden Globe and an Emmy.
I've watched my fair share of The Nanny. I got you, man. But, like, American treasure?
Yes.
I just disagree. What was the last time she was in something that was of relevance?
She's the head of SAG. That's a big job.
That is a big job.
We should respect that a little more.
Yeah, I'm in SAG.
Yeah, and she did it while she was overcoming some kind of cancer.
Well, that is
dissing my girl.
That
she's
is
breaking my heart.
Well, I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to break your. Do you have the same birthday as me? Do you share a birthday with her too?
No. And by the way, you can leave butter out, and it will change the way that you use butter.
What does that mean?
Europeans have been doing it for years. They put it on their counters in Europe. They don't put it in the fridge.
But what
they
look
at us like we're funny.
What happens in the summer? It gets hot. It's soft.
It goes evenly on your toast. You don't miss a nook and cranny.
Yeah, well, I you know what? Maybe I'll try this. Mike, who do you share a birthday with?
Mr. T.
Ooh, that's a good one. We'll get you in the mix here, Mike. So Mike shares it. That has to be the world's biggest Fran Drescher fan. I mean, by a lot. Does anyone even know that much? I mean, she was in Friends, The Nanny, obviously some things back in the day. I don't mind Fran Drescher. American icon? Like, if you look up a list of American icons.
She's not Judy Garland.
Yeah, I think you could come up with a list of 1,000 American icons before Fran Drescher. I mean, being serious about that. Pat is up on WIP. Hey, Pat.
Hey, what's going on, guy?
I'm just trying to figure out if Fran Drescher's an American icon or not, Pat. I'm trying to fire the manager. What's on your mind?
You guys are going to hate me, but I'm from New York, so I'm going to do a little pro-Girardi and against Girardi. He didn't handle Derek or Jorge Posada quite well. And he did bring Judge and them to the ALCS back when he got fired.
Yeah, 2017, right? His last year there.
Yeah, but I would say I wouldn't blame him altogether. The way I was watching last night with the Mets and your guys really had no heart. They looked stale and all, and that's just my opinion. The manager can only do so much.
Well, I agree with that part, Pat. The manager can only do so much, but he can manage the bullpen. That's really primarily on the manager, especially the way the game is today. And
yeah.
I just think there's – and you kind of mentioned it, Pat. You saw it last night. The Mets had an energy about them, and it feels like they've established a culture early on under Buck Showalter, who's a very good manager. And the Phillies have never developed any sort of culture under Girardi here.
Or even Gabe Kapler, too, you know.
Yeah, I mean, well, they didn't, but you know, at least that team was young, and it was like they were still trying to find themselves. This isn't a young team; like this is a veteran team, and they don't know how to win.
I'll tell you what, your team back in the day was the '93 Phillies.
Yeah, well, now talk about a culture, Pat. Now that team had a culture. They had some bad guys on that team, but they had a culture too, and they were grinders, and they grinded at bats, and they knew how to win. Yeah, I miss watching that kind of baseball, Pat. Who do you share a birthday with?
You're not going to believe it. Not really anybody like we would know, but Heather O'Rourke from The Poltergeist.
Is it O'Rourke?
Yep.
Heather O'Rourke from Poltergeist. Pat, we will get you in the mix here. That's certainly a unique answer.
It's December 27th.
Okay. Who was she like the – was she the girl?
She was the little girl.
Oh, that's a creepy actress to have
a birthday.
It
was 2 days earlier. You could have shared her birthday with Jesus.
Yes. No one has said that yet.
That probably would have won.
I have to say, again, apologies to Fran Drescher. If you share a birthday with Jesus, you probably are going to take the cake on this one. Gabrielle is in Washington Township. Hey, Gabrielle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? What's on your mind tonight?
Good. I share a birthday with Van Morrison.
Now, that's a very good one. What's your birthday?
August 31st.
August 31st with Van Morrison. What do you think about the whole Fran Drescher thing here, Gabriel? Is she an American treasure, American icon? I don't think so.
So I actually, once I heard him say that, I immediately went to Google to see if anybody else thought that. They actually said that she was more of a fashion icon for kids that grew up in that generation. So I wouldn't say she was an American icon, but she was more of a fashion icon.
You know what? I can accept that. Gabrielle, we'll put you in the mix with your answer. We appreciate your phone call. So she's a so I share a birthday with me and Fran Drescher, fashion icons.
Does she have a lot of Old Navy baseball T-shirts?
I don't know. I do, though. Old Navy baseball T-shirts and jeans, fashion icon, Joe Giglio and Fran Drescher. Let's talk to Chris on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Joe. How's it going? Good show, guys.
Thank you, Chris. What's on your mind tonight? What are you thinking?
Well, I think the last time we talked, I told you about my brush with greatness with Jordan Burroughs.
Yes, I do. I do remember you calling in. Yes, I do.
Yeah. And I figured you, as a sports guy, would appreciate the birthday that I share. But first, I wanted to talk a little bit about the rumblings about Girardi getting out of town. And first off, I mean, I 100% agree, because when you look at the team that Kapler had, right? He had Michael Franco and like Peter Borges on the bench, right?
Yeah, Cesar Hernandez, and he had very young Kingery and J.P. Crawford and all those guys. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. And he had Nick Williams. And, like, I look at where the Phillies are now, and, like, the worst guy they have coming off the bench are, like, what, like Johan Camargo and Roman Quinn, like, who is still very fast even though he can't hit. And I just find myself thinking, like, you know, what would the fan reaction be under Kapler to this current Phillies, their struggles? And I just feel like people would be a lot more vocal if it was Kapler as the manager, if it wasn't a name brand like Girardi, you know?
Chris, there's no question about that. I mean, Gabe Kapler, fans wanted him fired for actually winning more games at times than Joe Girardi with a worse roster. It's remarkable. Like, Chris, I thought those teams were better than the sum of their parts, right? Like, they overachieved a little bit, even if they won more in the beginning and then fell off at the end. They kind of won more than they should have. These teams are winning less than they should have. You're absolutely right. It's almost like, I don't know if people have just lost, they just lost the will to fight anymore, but people wanted Kapler out of here right away, and Girardi just gets a free pass for three seasons.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, the first game under Kapler, right, when he pulled Nola, people were like, yeah, get him out of there. I'm like, all right, you know, okay, fine, but I mean, my argument would be that, you know, you see what happened with Alec Boehm, right? You know, we got, like, we as fans, I say we as, you know, fans, right? We got on Alec Boehm, you know, he had his little moment where he was caught on TV, right? And then he comes back, gets the standing ovation, and he just seems like a more motivated ball player now. And I'm like, holy crap, is the argument now that the fans are a better coach than the actual coach?
Right, that's what Alec Boehm wasn't turned around by the Phillies manager or coaches. He was turned around by us and a camera.
I mean, like, that's how it seems, right? Like, I mean, I don't know what goes on behind the scenes. Like, maybe he got talking to from the hitting coach, who I've heard a lot of good things about. But, I mean, that's really all just my Phillies point there, where I feel like if under Kapler, this, like, our record was the same at this point in the year, and our performance with the roster that we have was the same as it is. Like, I just feel like there would be a lot more vitriol coming out from the Philadelphia fans about getting this guy out of here, and I don't see that as much.
Yeah,
you know?
Chris, I agree. I mean, I do. It's and I think it's a shame. Chris, who do you share a birthday with?
Well, I share a birthday with two famous people. One, Eminem, Marshall Mathers there. I'm not a huge Eminem guy, but the one that I think you'll appreciate, McLean Ward. Now, he is a two-time gold medalist for the Olympic equestrian team for the U.S.
And when was he in? Recently, right?
Oh, I mean, he got a silver.
'04. Yeah, I remember the name.
Yeah. In Athens, and I forget the one that came after that. But 2004 and I believe 2008, he got a gold. And in 2012, I don't even think he medaled, but the two Olympics following, he got silver in the team jumping class.
How about that? A gold medalist. Chris, we'll get you in the mix for a prize to be named later.
He also shares a birthday with Norm MacDonald, which might be a little more audience speed.
Yeah, I got to say, now I appreciate what McLean Ward did as for our country and appreciate him winning a gold medal. Eminem's a bigger name.
Yeah.
I mean, you line up 1,000 people and you say Eminem or McLean Ward. Everyone knows who Eminem is, or at least 995 out of the 1,000 would know who he is. I don't know if everyone would know McLean Ward. I would guess most people wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Like, there's, I mean, there's certainly Olympians that are super famous, right?
Like Michael Phelps.
Yes, Michael Phelps. If anyone shares a birthday with him, that's a big time answer. I mean, Michael Phelps is he's an American icon, right? That's an American icon, not Fran Drescher. Gary is Gary from Northeast Philadelphia. He's on WIP. Hey, Gary.
Yeah. What do you think about MB? You really think he's strong enough to go tonight?
Joel?
Yeah.
I think he is strong-headed enough, strong-willed enough. I'm not sure physically how he's feeling. I mean, he's wearing the mask, and what I wonder, Gary, is it's, you know, he had a concussion, he couldn't run, he couldn't exercise really for a few days. I wonder cardiovascularly how many minutes he could go tonight, because, you know, he kind of falls out of shape pretty quickly.
Yeah, he's always seems to be winded, even when he's not hurt.
Yep, he is.
Now, one thing about birthdays. The Camp David Accords was done on my birthday.
Really?
Yes. The best Russian hockey player currently playing in the NHL also shares my birthday, Alexander Ovechkin.
You're one of the great players of all time, Alexander Ovechkin.
John Ritter.
John Ritter was funny. Three's Company back in the day?
Yep. John Ritter, Phil Jackson.
Ooh.
He's a coach in the NBA.
Yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah, I've heard of Phil. He's pretty good. He's got a lot of rings on those fingers.
Hank Williams, the singer, the country singer. The
former Monday Night Football intro.
Yep. Billy the Kid from the Wild Wild West.
Wow, you got a bunch of them here. Tucker's running out of room trying to keep up here. Gary, what do you think about the whole Joe Girardi?
Rasheed Wallace.
Rasheed? Love Sheed. Ball don't lie. Gary, what do you think about Joe Girardi?
The thing is, he got credit for running the good bullpen. But if you have the historically, undeniably, the best closer that ever played the game, how can you not have a good bullpen?
It's kind of hard to mess that up. Yeah, you hand that ball to Rivera, and it's lights and out.
Oh, by the way, it's September 17th was the birthday.
December 17th. Gary, we appreciate it. Gary threw out a whole bunch of them there. How about that? He wanted to make sure we got every one of the good ones. I'm not sure how we parsed that because he threw out like five.
What was the first one he led off with? So Mahomes is that day too.
Wow. That's a big day. I mean, you could just go Patrick Mahomes then. I mean, he's the best quarterback in the league. Rachel is up on WIP. Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Who do you share a birthday with?
I share a birthday with Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg? We just heard Eminem a few minutes ago. Now it feels like the halftime show at the Super Bowl a few days ago. So what's your birthday?
October 20th.
October 20th, Snoop Dogg. Now Snoop Dogg's a big one. I got callers trying to tell me that Fran Drescher's an American icon. What do you think about that?
Well, to be honest, I didn't know who it was until he mentioned the nanny.
Right.
Which I used to watch growing up with my mom, but I mean, I wouldn't classify her as an American icon.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, yeah, I watched The Nanny too. I think we all have seen some Nanny once in a while, but like, that's not an American icon. Snoop is more of an American icon than The Nanny.
For sure.
Rachel, I appreciate it. We'll get you in the mix for our prize to be named later. Snoop Dogg's a good one.
Has anyone been reinvented more over the last 15 years or so than Snoop Dogg?
No, now he does goofy commercials.
He's like best friends with Martha Stewart, and I don't know. It's unbelievable how mainstream he's become.
Yeah, imagine if 15 or 20 years ago I would have told you, especially 20 years ago is right. When was the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake snafu? 2003?
2004?
Yeah, so about 20 years ago. Imagine if I told you then, because then you kind of got the sense like, all right, they're probably going to get more conservative for the halftime show.
They had the Stones right. And Springsteen and Tom Petty.
But imagine if I told you then that Snoop Dogg one day would headline the halftime show. You'd say there's no way they'd let him out there, right? He would say something he shouldn't say. It wouldn't fly. It wouldn't be, you know, it would be the opposite of calm and simple. Like, it's Snoop Dogg. And yet, last year he did, and he did a great job, and people loved it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. About a half hour from now, we will bring you Nick Sirianni, what he had to say today to the media as the rookies made their debut for the Eagles today. And we'll tell you about the numbers that they chose, including Jordan Davis. We get back. Joe Girardi. We'll check in on our poll question here. Should Joe Girardi go? Is it time? I say yes, and it's pretty remarkable the number of people on each side of this poll question at WIP Evenings, and we have a prize to be named later. Who do you share a birthday with? Somebody famous. And I'm glad we're getting a little pushback on this Fran Drescher American icon. It might be the most off-the-wall phone call we've ever taken on the evening show. Someone arguing with me about Fran Drescher American icon. That's who I share a birthday with. 215-592-9494.
NT Pain.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing says the evening show like a little T-Pain.
It's your birthday, buddy.
It's my guy, September 30th. Welcome back. I feel like I'm back in college. When did this song come out?
Like 06, 07,
yeah, that's it. Yeah, I feel like I was heard this song a lot back in the day. Yes, T-Pain and I share a birthday. Welcome back, evening show. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker playing the T-Pain here. And you guys with us, 215-592-9494. As we're talking about who we share birthdays with tonight, I have Fran Drescher and T-Pain. It's by far the least exciting answer. Everyone that's given us the answer so far, I have the least exciting birthdays. I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, I can't do anything about it. That's what it was for me. What's yours? And the Joe Girardi discussion, I'm out. I'm done. Last night was the straw that broke the camel's back. 7-run lead blown to the Mets. To lose that game and to watch the culture the Mets have built under Buck Showalter in about 10 minutes compared to 3 years of Joe Girardi and zero culture here, I can't handle any more of this. We'll get him tomorrow stuff. Strategically, not very good. In game, not very good. In terms of firing up the players, zilch. Having the players back, zilch. What does he do well as a manager? Everyone's got to have something, whether it's strategic, whether it's I'm going to have the players back guy, I'm an ex-hitting coach, ex-pit, whatever, something. He doesn't have anything right now. And then they decide for the Phillies to take a stand here and try to save their season. Agree, disagree. 215-592-9494. Quickly here, WIP Evening's Twitter poll. Remarkable early on the poll question. 88% say fire Joe Girardi. Wow, we never get that kind of number on almost anything. Cassidy and Conchi is up on WIP. Hey, Cassidy.
Hey, how are you?
Cassidy, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Just wanted to say, big fan, first time caller.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, anytime. I actually just wanted to let you know that I actually share a pretty exciting birthday with two people. Number one being T-Pain, and number two being you.
So we have happy birthday when we get to September 30th. How about that?
Yes.
We have the same birthday. We don't have a very exciting one, Cassidy. I don't know if you knew that before tonight.
No, I definitely did. Like when I was listening, I was like, the only celebrity I know is T-Pain. And then you said it, and I was like, okay. And then I heard you say your birthday, and I was like, I have to call. So,
yeah, that's funny. And you know what? We were looking earlier, like, you know, Tucker looked up his, I looked up mine. We're getting all these callers. Why are we the only people, Cassidy, that don't have like someone super cool on their birthday? Like,
I know.
I would
love Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I got a text message here from one of our fellow hosts at WIP. He has Shakespeare. Like, we have T-Pain. Yeah.
Yeah, we have T-Pain, and I didn't even know who Fran Drescher or whoever her name is was either. So
she's not an American icon then, if you don't know who she is.
Not in my opinion, not at all.
Well, did you ever watch Friends back in the day?
I did. I mean, I was born in 94, but I watched it, you know, obviously a little later.
Do you remember that girlfriend that Chandler had with that annoying laugh?
Oh, Janice, yes.
Yeah, that's Fran Drescher.
Oh, got you. Okay, well, I would not consider her an icon. I mean,
yes.
Like Jennifer Aniston, yes.
Right, other people on that cast, yeah, they're kind of iconic. Yeah, she was. And Cassidy, I appreciate the call, and thank you for listening.
Yes, have a good one.
There she goes. Cassidy with the same birthday as me, with T-Pain and me and Cassidy from Conshohocken, and I don't think Al has the same birthday as us. Al, what's your birthday?
My birthday is holiday. It's a day where everybody gets off. It is the day of a president, George Washington.
Oh, so President's Day.
I'm sorry?
President, right around President's Day, George Washington's birthday.
Well, it's President's Day now, but growing up was always a holiday. I got off of school. I got off of work. Hell, it didn't get any better than that.
They don't. How come they don't do that anymore?
Because they made it President's Day. I guess, they didn't want to give up the economic advantage of people working.
Yeah, I guess so. But they took away an off day on your birthday. That's not cool.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Do you think about the just Joe Girardi situation?
All right. I'm going to answer that real quick. I know there's other people, but I want to ask you a question first.
Okay.
Name me an ex-Cowboy or an ex-Yankee that did any damn good for a Philadelphia team.
There's not many. It seems to not work out here. I mean, you go through the ex-Cowboys over the years. Obviously, DeMarco Murray, the last high-profile one. The ex-Yankee now would be Girardi. I mean, there's more we could throw in over the years. But typically, it doesn't work out. We bring those guys in, Al.
It does not work out. It is a disaster. And I'll tell you who I'd like to see as a manager. You hit the nail on the head when you said this is a veteran team. You get a veteran manager, at least for the rest of the year, Larry Boa. These guys will understand them. The rookies won't have any choice. They'll have to go along with the rest of the bus ride.
Well, if Larry's up for it, I'm sure the Phillies would have a thought to do it. Al, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Larry is 76 now. Again, Jim Leland's name keeps coming up. Jim's 77. So, I mean, we're talking about people that are up there. The question I would have if Leland's name comes up, and I bet it will because Dombrowski and him go way back, Boa, Manuel, do they want to do it? I got to tell you.
Why don't we go and get Davey Johnson while we're talking about guys in their upper 70s?
Davey's still with us?
I sure hope so, after I said that.
I
know he was the oldest manager when he was hired a few years ago by the Marlins.
Davey is 79. Yes, he's still with us. I got to tell you, if I'm 78 and WIP comes and says something went wrong, like, you know, we have this lineup up, because I will not be here when I'm 79 years old, it's going to be a no. Like, I'm not working when I'm 79. If WIP calls you, Tucker, this would be over 50 years from now, right?
52 years from now?
Yeah, and says, we need you to come back.
I might.
You do it?
Yeah, I mean, come back, host with Howard and everybody again? Yeah, why not?
Howard, 50 years from now. I can't wait for those Saturday morning shows. I listen, if Howard is hosting 50 years from now, you bet I'm listening.
We're still riding with the King 50
years
from now. There's
no question. I look forward to it. But I just don't know if these particular ex-managers we're talking about have the energy and the want to do it. It's why Dusty Wathen, who's on the staff, I've been a minor league manager here within the system, makes a lot of sense. And I bring up Sam Fold, who's been a coach, who's in the front office, who's young, who's interviewed to be a manager before with the Boston Red Sox a few years ago. I don't know if he has any interest, but if he does, I think it's a logical idea. Steve is an excellent. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing tonight, guys?
Good, Steve. What's on your mind? What are you thinking?
So my birthday, just to throw that out real quick, August 29th, Michael Jackson and John McCain.
Wow. Steve, I don't know if we've had
a hard-hitting one, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, I mean, you have fame on all ends there. Michael Jackson, the one of the greatest artists of all time, obviously, and then you have McCain, who did so much and was and did so much forever, too, in this country.
Two American icons.
Yes.
Well, not Fran Drescher.
No, not Fran Drescher. Steve, what are you thinking here? What's up? What's on your mind with the Eagles?
So I got here's the thing. All last year, Howie said it was not a rebuild year. So after this draft, would you consider the Eagles have rebuilt?
Yes. I'll put it this way, Steve. I don't think they are complete. They're probably one more draft away from being really good, but I do think they are rebuilt. I look at them now as a team on the upswing and a team I expect to be pretty good. I don't know if they're going to be good enough to be great next year, but I think they're a pretty good football team now.
So that was the question. Are we still rebuilding? We always said no, but...
Yeah, I don't think they are anymore. I think they were able to flip this thing within 2 years. It's not complete, but do you think it's still a rebuild? I don't look at it that way.
I don't either. Well, I think we still need a corner, and we still need a safety.
Right.
But other than that, you know, I think we really have a good, strong group at this point, that and a young group, besides Cox and, you know, Kelsey. And they seem to be grooming the people that are going to take over for them, hopefully.
Yeah, and if you look at it, it's a great point. I was actually looking at it this morning. Steve, I appreciate the phone call. I wrote an article for the website about the Eagles kind of reopening a Super Bowl window here over the next couple of years. If you look at the Eagles roster right now and what's under contract, what is here for the next couple of years, like, go look at the players they have signed under contract for the next 3 years. That doesn't even include Jalen Hurts, right? Because we know he has 2 years left, and, you know, how he plays will determine if he's going to be the long-term quarterback, but he certainly could do that. I mean, if he plays well, I think they would give him a contract and he'd be the quarterback around here for a while. But here are players they have under contract for the next 3 years: A.J. Brown, Jordan Davis, Jordan Mailata, Dallas Goedert, Devontae Smith, Hassan Reddick, Cam Jurgens, the new offensive lineman took in the second round, Josh Sweat, Avante Maddox, Landon Dickerson, Kenny Gainwell, Milton Williams. All of those players are under contract for the next 3 years. And really, in the NFL, you look at contracts, nothing really goes beyond three or four. I mean, like, maybe each team in the NFL has one guy that's on a deal longer than that. But to project forward more than 3 years, four at the most, it just doesn't work that way. There's no contracts longer than that. So I thought 3 years is a pretty interesting sample. And Brown, Davis, Mailata, Goddard, Smith, Reddick, Jurgens, Sweat, Maddox, Dickerson, Gainwell, Milton Williams, that's a pretty good core for the next 3 years. And they haven't paid Hurts yet. So, you know, he could certainly be part of this thing too if he plays well. I do think they've rebuilt it. It's a good question. Would you say they're rebuilt, Tucker? I think they're one draft away from completing the rebuild, but it feels closer to be rebuilt than not.
I just think the big question at quarterback holds me back from saying yes.
Right.
Right. Like, even if you are a Jalen Hurts fan, I don't know I can sit here and say, well, they're rebuilt and Jalen Hurts is ready to carry this team moving forward. Because I think about the teams that are built and teams that are contenders, right? Teams like the Rams, teams like the Bills, even, you know, the Chiefs and the Packers, who underwent some pretty big changes in the offseason. Like, those teams have that franchise cornerback and that cornerstone who's going to carry them year in and year out for a decade or however long it is. I can't see that with Jalen Hurts yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know what? But a team like the Rams kind of rebuilt quickly with McVay, and they didn't have the great quarterback, right? And Goff was pretty – I liked Goff, and I still do. But, like, they eventually changed the quarterback and got better, but they were kind of building a good team under the surface the whole time. Troy is in the Northeast. Hey, Troy.
Joe, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how you doing, Troy? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, before I get started, man, you could substitute Fran Drescher. You got Truman Capote. You share a birthday with him.
Truman Capote's that now that's more of a name people would know than Fran Drescher.
Yeah,
Truman Capote. You ever see that movie Capote?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes, who was a very gifted actor.
Man.
Sad he's not with us any longer.
Yeah, it's a shame, man. A lot of people got a lot of demons we don't know about. But listen, before I get to my birthday, listen, it sounds like you're leaning towards wanting Joel to play, man. I don't know if that's such a good idea. I mean, I just think that it's going to do more damage than good. Because think about it. The best case scenario, we're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose. And if we come at the reality, if he loses tonight, they're not going to play Joel the rest of the series. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, they would probably sit him for game four. If they're down 3-0, yeah, that would probably be the end.
Yeah, so what would be the point? I mean, when Jalen Hurts was hurt last year, they didn't want to play him. They wanted him to get fully recovered before he played. And I think Joel is more important to us than Jalen Hurts is to the Eagles.
Well, you know? Yeah, he is. Obviously, we're talking about an MVP candidate, and, you know, Jalen's still a young player trying to figure it out. But, I mean, the one thing I'll say, Troy, though, if the doctors are clearing him and they think the mask will work, well, I don't think there's probably long-term damage. I hope not. I hope there's not long-term damage he could do to his eye or his eye socket. I would hope the doctors are being smart about this. If it's just about pain, you know, if he wants to do it, I mean – he's a great player. I mean, great players play through things. I mean, Durant a couple years ago went out there on half a calf. Unfortunately, he made it worse, but he wanted to play. They let him play.
I agree with you, but we know that these athletes lie to doctors. They tell them they're good and they can, you know, see and everything, and there's no problem with the light. And then the next thing you know, they're having CTE or something else, you know, something else worse. And, I don't want to go far-fetched like that and put it out there, but I'm just saying this. This really, I think it's unnecessary to put him in this position. And the best case scenario we're going to get is going to lose next round if we make it past this round.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that. They're ceiling. I don't think they're going to the finals this year. Troy, who do you share a birthday with?
All right, man. So I'm in the history books. My birthday is on the Ides of March. Let's see if you guys know what that is.
March 15th.
That's right. And the sexy pick I would like to be would be Eva Longoria. But I'm going to have to go with either Norm Van Brocklin or Andrew Jackson, who I share a birthday with.
Wow, that's a big one. Troy, we'll get you in the mix here for our prize to be named later. Andrew Jackson, Eva Longoria, and who's the other one?
Norm Van Brocklin.
Norm Van Brocklin.
You think the three of them ever hung out?
I do not. I imagine those characters never hung out with Eva Longoria. No. Who used to be married to Tony Parker? That's all over now, I think.
Yeah. Remember the 08 World Series? Whenever Eva Longoria came to the plate, everyone chanted, Eva.
Yeah. Who's aged better? I don't mean in looks. I mean their careers. Evan's still playing.
Where's he now?
He's
still in San Francisco?
He's with the Giants. He's been hurt, so he hasn't played yet this season. But I don't. Am I missing? Is she still acting and doing stuff on TV or movies? Maybe I just haven't seen her recently. Because both of them at one time were like big deals. I mean, obviously she was a big deal, but he was like a rookie of the year, an MVP candidate, got a $100 million contract. They were on this this kind of interesting parallel with this almost the same name. Was she doing anything lately?
She recently vacationed in Mexico.
All right, well, that's great for her. Let's talk to Stephen, who's in Honeybrook. What's up, Stephen?
I'm actually in Downingtown now.
Okay, that works.
James, but not too far away. I love listening to you guys when I can. So.
Well, we appreciate that. What are you thinking tonight in the Phillies?
Phillies, we'll see. I mean, I think my hope and expectation is that Drury's got to be on his way out and they're just doing a candidate search. I'd be surprised in 2 weeks if we still see him here.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes teams wait for an off day, and today was an off day, but not really. They didn't know, you know, when we woke up today it was going to be an off day. Sometimes teams wait for that kind of natural spot in the schedule where they could do it and then put the new person in, have a little weird press conference. It's never a fun thing that for a team to fire a manager, but I don't want them to waste the season here, Steven, because it feels like this thing is slipping away early.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel about it. We still got plenty of time if we can right the boat.
Totally. Steven, who do you share a birthday with?
So as far as a celebrity, amazing drummer, musician, Ringo Starr.
Yeah, been an all-timer. So
yeah.
Ringo Starr, I like that one. Steven, we'll get you in the mix for our prize. We've got some great names. It's funny how people know this. I feel like a couple people tonight have looked it up and they've told us before they called. But I feel like some people know this, just like offhand. Oh, I share a birthday with that person.
How do you get a name like Ringo?
Well, you think Ringo was his name?
His real name's Richard Starkey.
Yeah, okay. That's what I figured. It wasn't Ringo. I don't know. I mean, doesn't it always feel like athletes have the best best kind of unique... Like
Chipper?
Yeah.
How do you get a name like Chipper?
Chipper or...
his name's Larry, right?
Who was the player on the Saints last year? He was a wide receiver. He had a really interesting name because his mother thought he looked like someone.
Oh, Lil Jordan Humphrey?
Lil Jordan Humphrey because he looked like...
Well, why Michael Jordan, I thought.
Right, so she just named him, but that was his name.
Yeah, that's his real name. It's Lil Jordan.
Yeah, you ever hear that like in life? Is it nature or is it nurture? Right, like how do you get to become what you become? Were you born to be that, or did someone kind of push you that way? I feel like the parents of athletes with some of their names sometimes it becomes like they were destined to be that. Lil Jordan Humphrey was gonna be something. We had to know his name.
100%.
Like, he couldn't just be, like, go to the office every day like Bob or Steve or Joe. Like someone like me, I have a really boring name. Like, I could be sitting in an office somewhere just at a cubicle. My name's Joe. Like, what's that? Lil Jordan? No, he's destined to be on the big stage. His name's Lil Jordan. Gary is an Ambler. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Gary. What's on your mind? What do you think about the Phils here?
The Phils, I think the players need to take a little more responsibility than I get Joe Girardi. I'm not a big fan of Joe, but you know, these guys are making hundreds of millions of dollars, man. They need to start playing. They need to, something needs to happen in the locker room, and the manager doesn't have to do it all. They need to do something. They need to get this team going. And Bryce Harper making $330 million. It kind of falls on his shoulders in my eyes.
Well, he's got to be better, Gary. Hit a home run last night, but he's not off to a great start. Obviously dealing with an elbow issue, and you know, he keeps saying it does not bother him when he swings. I hope he's telling the truth. I wonder, though.
Yeah, but these guys are making too much money. I mean, Nick Castellanos, I mean, all these guys, like, they got to be leaders. Like they got to get on Alec Boehm when he makes errors. Like, they got to tell him, hey, it's going to be okay, but you need to be better. I just feel like we're going through the same thing. I don't know what it is. And I don't blame Joe Girardi. I do blame him a little bit. I think he needs to go. But I still think no matter who you put in there, if these players aren't accountable for themselves, it doesn't matter who you put in there at manager.
Well, that's for sure. But I do think that they have more talent than they've shown so far, and they should be better than this. Gary, who do you share a birthday with?
I share a birthday with August 1st, Francis Scott Key.
Francis Scott Key.
He wrote the national anthem.
Oh, I know. Yes. Gary, I appreciate the phone call. There is an area of Baltimore, and I used to live in a little bit north of Baltimore. I got married in Baltimore, where there's a statue of Francis Scott Key overlooking the harbor. I know Francis Scott Key. Not personally, but I know him. We do have some, I don't know what you call this. Did the Phillies hear the flame? Did the Phillies hear what's going on today?
You think they're listening to the evening show driving home from the ballpark?
Yeah, something. Well, this happens. When there's noise about a coach or manager potentially getting fired, usually you get a statement or you get a GM or an owner who will go on the record to kind of throw some cold water on all this. So this is just a few minutes ago. Saw this up at the Philadelphia Inquirer. Scott Lauber, a friend of the show, wrote this article, got in touch with Dave Dombrowski. Dombrowski does the quotes do start with Dombrowski talking about how disappointed he is with the start, which at least you appreciate that. It's a quote from Dave Dombrowski. We just haven't played. We haven't played very well overall. It's been a challenge for us, but I also think we have the capabilities and abilities to play much better and win a bunch of games. I think we're better than this. That's a quote from Dave Dombrowski tonight. It went on to talk about the sirens that are kind of out, and I imagine that means WIP, about Joe Girardi. Here is the quote from Dombrowski. It's not Joe's fault that we've been shut out or scored one run seven times. We're a club that he's been in charge as far as handling situations. We're prepared to play. We go out there on a day-in, day-out basis. We battle. I know Joe's disappointed with our record. We're all disappointed. So I'm scrolling through this very quickly while we're on the air. I do not see any sort of declarative quote, Tucker. I didn't see anything that was declarative. Like, remember when Klentak in 2019 came out and said, Gabe will be our manager the rest of the season and kind of shut us up? Like, all right. I didn't see anything declarative like that. It just seemed like he took Joe off the hook for now.
Yeah, it sure feels like just to get the flames away from him, right? Cool off that seat a little bit because I mean, we've seen it so far tonight. I don't think anyone's come out to defend Joe Girardi.
No, they have to.
I don't think
this.
Anybody in the public is ready to sit here and declare themselves a Joe Girardi guy. So, I mean, Dave Dombrowski knows how people feel. He's at just about every game, sitting in his box right above the Hall of Fame Club. I think he understands how frustrated fans are, and I'm sure this statement that he put out is strictly to maybe give Joe Girardi a little breathing room.
Yeah, the way I read this is Joe Girardi's not getting fired tonight. He's not getting fired tomorrow. He's probably not getting fired next week. But when you see the quote that says, I think we're better than this, that leaves the door ajar to where if the Phillies don't start winning baseball games, something will change here. This is not as strong of a stance. I think it was June 2019. Phillies got swept by the Mets, I believe. It was either the Mets or Marlins here in Philadelphia. I remember pretty well, but 3 years ago. And Matt Klentak at the time said that Gabe Kapler would be the manager of the team the rest of the season. And that was it. Like, that destroyed the conversation. People still didn't like Gabe, said he should go after the season. But it ended this debate. Now, this debate still lives now, which you're already, because we don't have that declarative of statement from Dave Dombrowski. But he did speak over at the Inquirer. 215-592-9494. What to watch for? You're sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity, the fast internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. I am watching to see or listening to see who Jim has shares a birthday with. What's up, Jim?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Jim. What's on your mind? Who you share a birthday with?
Well, when you guys were talking about Fran Drescher, I thought I heard somebody mention Judy Garland. So that's the first person.
Oh, that's a, well, that's a great one. I mean, that, that's an American icon there, Jim. She's an American icon.
I agree.
Who's the other one? You said that's the first person.
Yeah, so then the other ones would be Elizabeth Hurley and Howlin' Wolf.
Who's this? Who's the last one?
Howlin' Wolf.
Howlin' Wolf.
He's a blues singer.
Blues
Correct.
Singer. Jim, that's a good group there. Elizabeth Hurley, Jim, we appreciate the phone call. We'll get Jim in the mix for our prize being in later. Elizabeth Hurley's another one that had a big run and then just fell. I'm always fascinated. I assume people just go and decide to have regular lives after living in the spotlight. Like, I don't know, maybe she had kids or got married or decided to stop acting, whatever. But she was in a lot of things in the 90s. Elizabeth Hurley was a big deal.
Austin Powers?
Yes. And then, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't tell you if she's been in anything that I certainly haven't noticed her anywhere or seen her on a screen or a show or a movie I've watched in a long time. I don't know. Maybe she just hung him up. Maybe she got like, maybe she's like Joe Girardi and Doc Rivers. She lost the zeal to be great, and she said, I'm out, which maybe should be happening for Doc and Joe. Let's talk to Chris in Willow Grove. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Chris. What's up tonight?
So I got this birthday thing wrapped up.
Okay.
All right. My twins don't share a birthday.
What do you mean? Your twin, you have twins like a kids, right? Your children.
Twin kids, and they don't share a birthday.
So what are we doing here? This was this like an 11:59 p.m., 12:01 a.m. type of thing?
Yeah. And it's crazy. People ask if they're still twins, and yes, they are. So yes, 11:56 and 12:20. My wife will be happy I remember that.
How about so? How old are they?
9.
So let me ask you. So I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. So I know how, you know, you're a little bit ahead of me, but I know how kids are with their birthdays. Do you guys celebrate like on two separate days, or do they do it on the same day, like when it's their birthday?
Yeah, good question. So we've always done separate birthdays, but the last 2 years it's just one party. Because my 6-year-old, he's August 12th. So we have, all August. So it's just one party now. We're over the 3.
Yeah, wow. That's, you know, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's such a unique thing that, like, that for the rest of their lives, like, to be able to tell people that, that's an awesome one. Chris, what do you think go ahead.
Wait a second. That's just a setup. My wife shares a birthday with Santa on Christmas, and I share a birthday with free 7-Elevens on 7-Eleven with Richie Sambora and
wow.
Lil' Kim, since we're throwing in rappers.
Yeah, no one's going to beat you. You start off with twins on separate days, you throw Santa Claus in the mix, and then you got the 7-Eleven. Chris, that is great. What do you think of the Phillies here?
Man, you know, I was so looking forward to this year. I really was. I thought they had the bats ready, and he just seems like he's lost it. He just has lost the franchise. I think Joe's got to go, and I know I'm a fair-weathered fan, but it just doesn't seem like it's getting better. And some of these moves, just not standing up for the team, you know, not getting up there when people are getting hit, you know, not putting in your main closer, you know, when you're already under 500. These are just basic things, man. You know, it's not looking good. There's no momentum.
No, it's the opposite. It's going the wrong way. And Chris, I appreciate the phone call, and that's a great one. We'll get you in the mix. I don't think it is knee-jerk. I don't think it's 3 years now. I mean, if we were having these conversations after his first year, the pandemic season, right, the 2020 60-game season, that would have felt like knee-jerk. Like, oh, you only gave the guy 60 games. No, another full year last year, and they didn't come close really to the playoffs at the end. Like, it's not knee-jerk. It's just the third season of this. Again, they finished 30th in bullpen ERA, 26th, and now 25th. We've had the worst bullpen in 100 years. We have had the most blown saves ever, and now the bullpen up to their old tricks again. Different relievers, same results. What does that tell you? The common denominator is the person that is writing out the lineups and putting in the bullpen guys and deciding they want to take a pitcher out. It's not knee-jerk to feel this way. I mean, we can be knee-jerk in Philadelphia. I don't believe criticizing and questioning the job status of the manager of the Phillies after this long is knee-jerk. I think it is fair. I really do. I think it is fair. Let's talk to Josh in Upper Darby. Hey, Josh.
Joe, what's up, my man? I ain't talked to you in like forever.
It has been a while, Josh. What's on your mind tonight? What are you thinking?
Hey, look, well, first of all, the Sixers are like a non-factor. I'm not even talking about it. I mean, okay, Embiid is back. Okay, great. Okay, let's see how he plays. It's not his fault he got hurt. But, you know, his team really needs to corral around him. But I do want to talk about the Phillies. Girardi's got to get out of here.
Like, it's a mess. The whole thing is a dumpster fire, and I'm just sick of it, man. I mean, it's a new team. Granted, we got to get used to these guys jumping around each other. We're bringing in the new players. Everybody's like, oh, my God, it's the best team since 2011, yada, yada, yada. Like, no, it isn't. These guys haven't even played around each other for, like, more than 40 games yet. So, you know what I mean? This is not the same team Girardi had when he was in New York. So I think we got to be a little bit patient, but at the same time, this team is horrible.
Yeah, well, you know what? Patience is important early in the season, but I'm just worried, Josh, they're going to bury themselves. I mean, the next 3 weeks of the schedule is brutal. I just fear we wake up and it's June 10th and we're like, oh my goodness, they're 13 games out of first place already. Like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that they got to be careful here. And we'll see when they try to light a spark and if they do move on, but they got to be careful.
As soon as I seen Norwood come in that game, that reliever Norwood,
yep.
As soon as he came in, I said to myself last night, okay, that's game. The game is over.
Yeah, and you know what bothers me? It's like, all right, so he tries to get through the inning. They're up six. I kind of get it. But once the first batter gets on and then Lindor hits the home run, like, get Knebel in the game right away. Like, why are we waiting two or three more batters here?
Exactly. It's like Girardi was tired or something. I don't know if he can stay in these late games or not anymore.
Well, let's get him a cup of coffee, a Red Bull or something. Oh, man. Josh, who do you share a birthday with?
Tom Brady, August 3rd.
A Tom Brady. Josh, I think it's our second Tom Brady, isn't it? Does that tell you that Tom Brady's the most famous person? Or at least one of the most famous people that's just out there to think of? It's the second time we've heard Tom Brady.
Who's the most famous athlete in the world? Is it Tom Brady? Like, I'm sure there are a lot of soccer players, right? But, like, in America, is Tom Brady the most famous athlete?
Tom Brady is the most accomplished athlete. Is Tom Brady more famous than LeBron James? I don't know,
but I think it would be between those two.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, it's certainly bigger than any baseball or hockey player. I mean, Tom Brady's more accomplished and all that, and he's been in he's won more Super Bowls. I don't know. I just wonder if the NBA superstar. I know football's more popular than basketball, but I don't know. Maybe in America, it's.
Well, like we do the grandma test, right? Like, does your grandma know this person?
She knows both of them.
She probably knows both, but I guarantee you she's watched more Tom Brady than LeBron James.
That's true. She's definitely watched Tom Brady play his sport more than watch. Like, she's not sitting down and watching.
Yeah, he's been in 10 Super Bowls.
Yeah, and your grandma's more likely to watch the Super Bowl, a one-off game, than like the NBA Finals, LeBron against the Cavs or something,
right.
Or the Warriors, whatever. When he's on the Cavs. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board, Joe Girardi. I say it is time to move on. We have our contest tonight. With famous birthdays that you share with someone, or who's the famous person you share a birthday with is the better way to say it. I'm sitting here with T-Pain and Fran Drescher, not exactly big ones. We've got some great answers so far. 215-592-9494 to hop on. 1 hour from now, we'll talk to Phillies with Bob Wank. We'll bring in the Sirianni press conference from earlier. And we get back, along with your phone calls, I do want to throw in the rookie numbers. The Eagles rookie numbers were announced. We'll see if thumbs up, thumbs down from Tucker and I on the numbers chosen for the rookies. That's next. Your phone calls as well on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.